Nun chesamid beis on the bottom line. Amar Avrahana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and you also underline Rabbi Yochanan. Noyach lo adam shiyovei al safekei shishish. This is certainly not recommended. However, in comparing things that are not good, more, I guess, pleasant or correct is it for a person to have relations with a Suffolk married woman versus embarrassing somebody else in public. Minale, where do we know that? It's worse to embarrass someone in public than to balsa vakish. Well, midadara shrava, the following drasha. The dara shrava, my dixiv, how do we understand the pasuk in Tehillim that says, ubet sali samchu v'ne'esafu karu v'loidamu? When I was limping, they were happy and they gathered together. This is David Melech and Tillim. Karu veloidamu, something maybe they tore and I wasn't like domem, I wasn't silent. So let's darshan that. Amar David v'nei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbeinu Shalolam, said King David, Galui v'yadu lefanecha, it's revealed and known before you. Shim hayu mekaren besari, that if they were to tear, if my enemies were to tear my flesh off or my tear into me, literally, physically, my blood would not flow out to the ground because it would all be gone because I've embarrassed me so much. Not only that, even though when they were in yeshiva or in koilel or steiging and learning all the halachas about things that really don't have to do at all with the issue they used to get out of with Saras and different Tuma, they would say, David, what does a person who has relations with a married woman get? What's his death penalty? And my response to them was, well, the death penalty for a person like that would be strangulation. However, he still has a portion of the world to come. Aval, continues David to these scoffers, hamal ben espnei chaver berabim, a person who embarrasses somebody else publicly, ein lo yichelik l'adam haba, has no portion in the world to come. Amar mar zutra bar tuvi amar rav, amar milada, those who say amar rav, chana bar bizna, amar rav shimon chasidu, amar milada, amar rav yoyichan, amar shimon shimon yochai, noyach l'adam, again, that lashon of more pleasant, this is not pleasant at all, but noyach l'adam, literally, Shiapil Asma the Kivshan Age, to throw himself into a fiery furnace, the Al Yabim Pnei Chaveh Barabim, but don't embarrass the somebody else in public. Minalan, where do we know that from? Well, me Tamar, from the story of Yudin Tamar, Tichsiv. The Pasuk says, he mutseis, she was taken out, basically taken out to be burned to death. The he shal chal chamye, she didn't say to the people who were taken out, well, actually, I'm pregnant from Yehuda, the guy who's saying they have to kill me, but rather she sent those very subtle signs, and if he was going to admit, he would admit, and indeed he did admit. Amar Rav Chanina Breid Ravedi, Maidichsiv, how do we understand the Pasuk in Vayikra when it says, Veloi Soinu Ish Es Amitoi, as far as wronging somebody, It describes them as amitoi, that's am sheitzcha. It has to be a people, a nation who is with you, an individual is with you in Torah and mitzvahs, that a fellow Jew who basically is a from a yid, al toinehu, do not embarrass him, do not verbally afflict him. Which sounds like this might not apply, if the see lahalacha, to certainly a knowledgeably non-religious Jew, or a knowledgeable non-religious Jew. Amar Rav, lo'ila mihe adam, and I double underline these two words, zoher be'oinas ishtoi, a person should always be incredibly sensitive to the feelings or like verbally wronging his wife. Shemitoi shedimas metzuya, since women by their nature are quicker to cry, oina'asa kroiva, the punishment for wronging her, because we know Hashem pays back almost immediately the prayers or pays retribution to that which is causing the crying of a woman. Amar Belazar, Miyam Shara Beis HaMikdash, from the time the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Ninalu Shari Tfila, the gates of prayer were locked, very hard to get prayers in. Shenemar, like the pasuk says, ki gam ki ezak va'ashavea. Also, when I cry out and plead, some tefilas like the word stima, sin and samech, but Hashem closes or stifles my prayers. V'yafa pisha shari tefillin, and I know, even though the truth is, and we just said it, that the gates of prayer are locked, shari dema'ois, the gates of tears that accompany requests, lo'inalu, were not locked. Emar, like the pasuk says, shim'a tefilasi Hashem, v'shavasi ha'ezina, el dimasi, however, al techerash. It's almost like he's going to hear them, and the Pasuk and Tehillim is expressing that we don't want the response to be long in coming. V'amarav kol, I underline, double underline to the end of the line, anyone who blindly follows everything their wife says, the advice their wife gives without questioning it, without discussing it, will neifel b'gehenim shneemar. Along lines with that which the Pasuk says, rak lo haya ke achav, the Pasuk is describing Achav and how he went after the advice of his wife Isabel, which was not exactly the best advice. But one second, don't people say, I mean, this is quite common, even if your wife is very short, you should bend over and discuss things with her, literally whisper to her. Well, like Kasha, there's no difficulty here. We're going to have two ways to answer this. The first is, Haba mili d'alma, haba mili d'shmaya. When you're dealing with mili d'alma, which I squiggle underline, we'll say like things that have to do with the world, and most of human history, you had very insightful women, but they weren't necessarily the most worldly. That would be just to blindly follow one's wife would not be the way to go. Whereas haba mili d'beisa, if it's things that have to do with the household, you certainly the woman knows best. Lishna achrina, alternatively, haba mili d'shmaya, I squiggle underline b'mili d'shmaya, that if what's being discussed is, I don't know, spiritual things, religious things, don't blindly follow what your wife says. However, in things that have to do with this world, it seems like the ladies might just be that much more, which they seem to be, at least to me, insightful. Period. Amar Rav Chista, Kol ha'sharim ninalim, all of the gates up in heaven are locked, chutz mishare oina'a, except for the gateway that has to do with somebody who got verbally abused, embarrassed. Emar, like the pasuk says, hinei Hashem nitzav al chaimas anach ubiyadei anach. Behold, the Lord Hashem is standing on the wall of like the total straightness. Anach is a plumb line. Ubiyadei, and in his hand he's got an anach, which is similar to the word oina'a, which is verbal abuse. For Amar Rebbe Lazar, ha kol nifra b'day shaliach, anything that the heaven wants exact retribution on people from is almost always via a shaliach chutz, with the exception of oina'a. Shneamar, the puzzle we just had quoted in Amos, ubiyadoi anach, and in the hand, so to speak, of the Lord himself is one of these anachs. Amar Rebbe Vo, gimel, eina pargud nin al bifneim, there's three categories of scenarios where the pargud, which is usually some sort of partition in between the Rabbanu Shel Olam and others, it's usually locked except for these three things: oina, gezel, and avodah zara. Colon. Let's go over each one of the three. Oina, which anline dechsevu biyadoi anach, in his hand, that's referring to Hashem, is exact retribution for oina. Gezel, which anline dechsev, we have a pasuk that says chamas v'shoid yishama b'Hashem. The thievery and taking of spoils will be heard ba in the city of Yerushalayim. Al panai tamid, says Hashem, it's always like before me or in front of me, which again sounds like if something is an avla that's in the presence of Hashem, he will take care of it. And finally, avodah zorah, underline tichsiv, ha'ama machisi moisi al panai tamid, the nation which infuriates me, which Hashem gets infuriated when Jews worship avodah zorah, is always like right in front of me. Amar Rav Yehuda lo'ilam yehi adam, and I double underline these four words, zohir b'tfuah b'sech beis, you should be very careful to make sure that there's always sufficient foodstuffs in his house. Yochel Yeshus Remez Le Tashmish, like by Yeshus Poitifar. There's also the Lachmai. But Shein Meriva Metsuya, disagreement, disharmony is not found in a house. But say Beis Shaladam Ella usually is sourced in Iske Tevua. Without mean like Parnasser, the ability to have the physical things, or basically only has a little bit of money, basically spend it on things for the house, food, etc. Shneamar, like the pasuk says, Hasam Gvul Hashalom Chalev Chitim Esbeich, who places his borders peacefully, which like the borders of your own house, Chalev Chitim, the fatness of the. Of the wheat, will he be satisfied? Period. Amar Papa Hainu Damri Yishuol. This is similar to what people say. Ke Mishalem Saari Mikada Nakish Vasi Tigra Bebesa. When the barley goes missing, when it's like all finished from the container, quarrel and disharmony comes a knocking at the door. Period. Vama Rav Chinana, or Amar Rav Chinana Bar. Papa, lo ilam yehadam zahir betfuah b'soy beisai. Should always be careful to have food at home for the family. Shaloi nikru Yisrael dalim. The Jewish people were not referred to as dal, which is very, very poor. Ella al iskei tfuah. It's when someone doesn't even have tevuah, grain, that they're considered dal. Shneamar, the pasuk in Shoftim describes v'hayayim zara Yisrael, and behold, when the Jews would plant their fields. And this is then the Midjanim would come and plunder and steal everything. Uksiv vayachanu aleim, the Midjanim, and they would come again and steal all their stuff. Uksiv, and the description of the Jews after they had even their food stolen was the yidal, that verb, very low was Yisrael me'oid, Midjan, because of Midjan. Period. Amar Rebchelbay la'ilami ha'adam, and I double underline these three words, Zahir b'chvaydi shay, should always be very careful with the honor of his wife. Shein brokha mitzvah b'sayach b'esay, for blessing is not found in the household of a person. Shaladam ela b'shvili shtay, it's for the little lady, it's because of the little lady. Shein emar, like the pasuk says, ula Avram heitiv b'avura, and Abraham, did he do good because of her, because of his wife. I knew Damarlu Ravala Bnei Machuza, similar to what Rava said to the people in his in the city that he was the rabbi in Oy Kirulin Shaihu, honor y'all's wives, ki hechi de tis avrus, that you should become wealthy, Esu Asher Hasemeh Bechelkai. It's not Hasem, we have a Mishnah over there, Mesechus Kalim. There was a very intense machlekes as to whether if you have a Kli, it can become Tameh. If you have something that's Mechubah Lekarka, it cannot become Tameh. Chotchu Chulios, let's say there was what would eventually be a Tanur, one of those kind of like cylindrical, where it's narrower at the top, wider at the bottom type of ovens in Talmudic times. Let's say they cut it into like bagel size pieces, like they cut it horizontally, and then heated up in the furnace, and then put sand in between each chulah lechulia. Is that something that would be shayach to tuma or not? Well, Rabbi Eliezer, who we underlined mitayr, he says no, it would be tahor, not mekabel tuma. V'chachamim mitamin, and on the chachamim they would say that it is tamei v'zehu, and this is none other than the famous tanur shel achnoi. Achnoi is a serpent, maybe like a boa constrictor wraps itself around things, and this is the tanur of achnoi. And why is it called Achnoi, which is like a snake or a serpent that wraps itself around other things? My Achnoi, well, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Shehekifu Dvarim Ka'achno, he surrounded the Chachamim with words or things or issues, just like a serpent or a boa constrictor. Zu'u Tam Uhu. Tana, we have a Bryce who goes a little bit more into this till the first of the widest lines. Basically, Bryce goes about, I don't know, 28 lines or so. Here we go. What happened that day? There was a massive machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, the two gedolei hador. So Heshiv Rabbi Eliezer, I boxed Rabbi Eliezer, he responded, Kol tshuva shebo olam v'lo kiblu imenu. He insisted that the Tanur shel Achnoi should be tahor, and they didn't agree. And here's a number of the arguments that he suggested. Number one, and I struggled with number one. Amalem, Imal Chachamaisi, listen, I'm telling you it's tahor, and if that looks like me, charuv, I don't know the word charuv zeh, yoichiyach. Let this here boxer tree or carob tree prove the point. What happened? It like shot up from the ground, ne'ekar charuv mimakayim from its place, mea ama, and it flew 150 to 200 feet away. Va'amrila, those who say, arba meus ama, it was like, I don't know, 600 to 800 feet away. Amruloi, they said back to Reb Lezer, that's wonderful. However, Ein Mevin Raya Mina Charov, you can't bring proof from the carob tree. So, attempt number two. Chazav Amalehem, Imal HaKamaisi, if the Jewish law accords with me, Amas Hamayim, I don't underline Amas Hamayim. The Charov might be space, it grows. Amas Hamayim might be time, it flows. Yechich, it'll prove the point. What happened? The water literally started to flow in the opposite direction. It was flowing uphill instead of downhill. Amruloi, they said back to Rabbi Eliezer, that's wonderful. However, Ein Mevin Raya, Miyama Samayim, you can't bring any proof from that. Chazar, number three, third thing that happened, Amar Lahem, well, Imalacha Maisi, Kaisle Beis HaMedrash, I don't know, Kaisle Beis HaMedrash, let the walls of this here study hall, Yechichu, prove the point. Hatu Kaisa Beis HaMedrash, the wall started to like bend onto the side or buckle. And it seems like the Beis HaMedrash leaphole, the Beis HaMedrash is about to fall. Gar Behem Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Eliezer Bar Plukta, Rabbi Yeshua screamed at the walls, Amrlam, and he said to the walls, Im Tami Dechamim Minatsim says, so listen, if there's major battles going on between the Torah scholars in Halacha, Atem Atifchem, why y'all getting involved? Now, what happened? Like Nafluim Make Fight Rabbi Yeshua. So the walls did not collapse totally because of the honor of Rabbi Yeshua. However, they also didn't stand straight up because of the honor of Rabbi Eliezer. And still, I guess in the time of whenever this was composed, they are still there in their bent state. This would be the fourth attempt that Rabbi Eliezer makes. He says to them, Min Hashamayim. I don't like Min Hashamayim. That's a pretty good character witness to call. Yechichu. So Min Hashamayim will prove the point. Well, what happened? Like immediately, Yatsa Baska of Amra, a heavenly voice, or literally the daughter of a voice or some sort of communication, came out and said, Malacha Meitzah Rabbi Yeshua. What are y'all doing arguing with Rabbi Eliezer? Excuse me. Shalacha Meitzah Bechol Makim. The halacha, the Jewish law, in practice, always accords with him. Now, they're trying to go against Rabbi Eliezer. Amar Rabbi Yeshua Raglav V'amar. So Rabbi Yeshua responded to this by saying, Lo B'Shamayim, it ain't in the heavens. Ask the Gemara parenthetically for about a line and a half. What does that mean, Lo B'Shamayim, it's not in the heavens? What's it? Amar Rabbi Yirmiya Shekfarnit Natira Mahar Sinai. Well, listen. The Jewish people have already been given the Torah. So don't bring any proofs of what Bas calls and Shemayim says, because the Torah ain't up there to be decided. It's actually down here to be decided. That's the end of the parenthetical point. Ein anu mashgichim b'Bas kol. And the response is, well, we don't listen to a Bas kol. Shekfar kasva b'Har Sinai, it already says in the Torah that we, the Jewish people, received Har Sinai achrei rabim, la'atois, you follow the majority. And maybe you can use it in a drasha level, even if it's mistaken. The Gemara jumps in for about another 2.5 lines here and says, Ashkei Reb Nosson Leviliyahu. Reb Nosson once found Eliyahu. Amar Lei, my avikut shabrichu behishata. What exactly was Hashem doing? What was he like learning? What was he studying? What was the sugi at that time? Amar Lei, ka chiech. Excuse me, Reb Nosson. So, right. Hashem, so to speak, was, I don't know, smiling, laughing, and saying, Nitzkuni banai, Nitzkuni banai. My children have been victorious over me. Oh, indeed they have. That's the end of the parenthetical section. Amru, they said, also Yoim, that day that this machlokas took place in public, this intense machlokas, if you call taras, any of the things that remained tahor, that were tahor via this psak of Rabbi Eliezer, Shatir Rabbi Eliezer, the sarfumation, they burned them in fire. V'nimnu alav ubarchu, and then they voted and decided that there should be a Chayraman Rabbi Eliezer. V'amru, now Rabbi Eliezer didn't know that, so someone has to go tell him basically he's in Chayram. So they all said, well, who's going to do that? Who's going to go suggest to him that this is the case? Amar Lahem Rabbi Akiva, who was the star Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer and Beshua. So Rabbi Akiva said to the people, I'll go. And it's very important I go, because Shomei Alech Adam Sheino Hogun, maybe a person will go to let Rabbi Lezer basically know that he's been put in Kherim, who's not like 100% kosher v'yosher v'yodiyuhu, and let Rabbi Kiva know, and it'll be an improper way to let him know, and it'll turn out the entire universe will be very problematic. So Rabbi Kiva, so what did Rabbi Kiva do to let Rabbi Lezer know that he's been put in Kherim? Lavash Kherim, he wore dark garments, v'nusatev Kherim, and he covered himself in black, dark things, v'yosher lefanav, v'yosher kapar amas, and he sat when he approached Rabbi Eliezer four amas away. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, so Rabbi Eliezer said to him, Akiva, ma yomi yomayim, what's going on different today than the other day? Like, what's happening? Amar lo, says back Rabbi Akiva, Rebbe, kemeduna li shechaverim bedile mimcha. It would appear to me as though your colleagues are separating themselves, removing themselves from you. Af hu kara begadav, so Rabbi Eliezer did what you're supposed to do. When you're in Kherim, he tore Kriya, the Chalitz Menalov, took off his shoes, the Nishmatz, the Yoshua Gabikarka. He had been on some sort of couch or chair, and he kind of slid off it onto the ground. Zalguin of Demois, he started to cry, or literally his tears began to flow. Laka Olam, and just because of that, which is, this is sort of the connection to the Einas Dvarim, the world was smitten, one third olives, one third wheat and one third sar and barley. At that time, what happened? Even women who were in the middle of kneading a dough, or the dough was in their hands, tafach, it went bad. That's the end of the Tanaic source. Tana, we have another Tanaic source. It goes about three lines and six words. Starts here. Af gadol hayabaisim, there was a great divine wrath in that day. Shabachol makom shenosabayin of Rabbi Elazar and Nisraf, wherever Rabbi Elazar went and looked, poof, it went up in flames. Avraham Gamliel, Avraham Gamliel, who was the brother-in-law, in other words, he was also the Nasi, brother-in-law of Rabbi Eliezer. Haya Bavisvina, he was traveling in a boat at that time. I guess the hot topic, or the topic of the day, of the moment, was this situation of Rabbi Eliezer being put into Kherim. Amar Alav Nachshol Letava, and this huge wave came in, and it seemed like there was a threat that it would sink the ship that Rabbi Gamliel was on. Amar. So Rabbi Gamliel gets the point very quickly. He says, Kamidu Maliyah would appear to me, Shainza Ella Bishvil Rabbi Lesben Horkanus. I think this is all happening because of what the embarrassment of Rabbi Lesben Horkanus. Amar al Raglav, he stood up Amar and said, Rabbi Shalom, Galui V'yadua, it's revealed and known, Lefanecha, before you, O Lord. Shaloi Lichvayd Yasisi, not for my own honor did I make this decision, Abba, not for even my father's household did I do it, Ella, Lichvoidecha, it was for your honor, Shal Yarba Machlokes B'Yisrael, so as not to increase cases of disagreement amongst the Jewish people, Nach Hayam Mizapoy, and the sea settled from its unsettled state. That's the end of the brisa. Period. Ima Shalom, that was her name, Mama Peace, Devisud Rabbi Eliezer was actually this Rabbi Eliezer's wife, and also Achtei Rabbi Gamliel Havai, the sister. Devisud Rabbi Eliezer, Achtei Rabbi Gamliel Havai. Right. Hahu Maisa Ve'elach Lo Havishav Kalei Rabbi Eliezer Mimalafe. So she would not let her husband Rabbi Eliezer. Nefilas Apayim is when you fall down on your arm. Often we do this. It's basically called a tachanun. She wouldn't let her husband do it because that's a time of expressing to the Lord that person who has feelings that there's things that are unjust. And who Yuma that day? What happened? Reish Yerchahave. She thought that it was Reish Chodesh that day. Ve'ichlech Lavin Malachoser. And she actually confused. It was a particular day where the previous day. She thought the previous day was Rosh Chodesh. It turns out it was the next day was Rosh Chodesh. And that's how, when the good rabbi was saying Tachanun, she wouldn't have known because she thought that it was actually Rosh Chodesh and didn't obviously know, so you don't say Tachanun Rosh Chodesh. Ikadamri, alternatively, I squeal under the Ikadamri. Asa Anya, you know what happened during that time? A poor person came, Vekaya Bava, came a knocking at the door, Afika Le Rifta, so she had to go take care of that, and she brought out some bread from him. Ashke Chase Denafal Al Anpe, and she came in and found him. Oh, he's falling on his face, which is, again, Tachanun, Nefilas Apayim. Amra le, she said to him, Kum kalas achi, get up, you just killed my brother. Adahachi, in the interim, like shortly after that, Nafak Shipura, there was like an official public announcement. Their Amalil had actually passed away. Amar la. So Belezer said to his wife, Minayadis, how in the world did you know that was the case? Amar le. She said back to him, Kachma kublanmi beis avyaba, this is a heaven messiah. Remember, Amalil was a Nasi, the Nasim came, were descended from David Amelech. We had said back in Amud Aleph that all of the gateways are locked except for that of Oina. Tan Rabbanan. We have a little brisa here. It goes almost to the end of the line. Somebody who mistreats a convert violates three Torah prohibitions, and somebody who is loichatsai, pressures him unnecessarily, violates two. So the Gemara says, 1 second. My shna, ma'ana, I squinted on the ma'ana. Why is there a difference? Why is this one two and this one three? You can have the same psukim. It says, by ma'ana dechsivi shloi shalavin, here's the three Torah prohibitions. Veger loy soina, thou shalt not afflict the convert. And vechiagorid chagger baratzachem, loy soinu isha, do not afflict him. And this pasuk, veloy soinu ish es amitai, a person shouldn't do anav from his amitai. V'ger, somebody who's converted, b'chol amitai, is included in co-nationalist. Loichatzai, which I squeal underline, nami shloisha, if pressure unnecessarily is also three. When it says loichatzenu, that's one. V'ger loichatzai, don't pressure the convert. And also lotia kenoshe, don't be like one of those busybody people who is owed. V'ger b'chalhu, and the ger is included in that. Ella echazeh v'echazeh b'shleisher. Really, hama'ane, persons over that, violates three Torah prohibitions, and lochatzah also three. Tanya, we have a little brice that goes just over a line. Rabbi Lezer got a loimer, mimneima, he's hira Torah b'lamed v'mekamis. Why did the Torah exactly warn in 36 different places? V'amrila mem v'mekamis, 46 by a ger. Well, mimneisha surai ra. His inclination, somebody who grew up differently, is sometimes having been exposed to and things he did and tried. It's a whole different ball game. How do we understand? The convert thou shalt not oppress or afflict. For you were converts. Ayis and Beretz Mitzrayim. Very timely way to end today's Amud. Tanya, we have a brisa, Rav Nosson Omer, little brisa, goes for all of, about 7 or 8 words. Rav Nosson Omer, mum shebecha, a blemish which you yourself have, al toimer lechavercha. Try to be careful not to say it to your friend. But Hainu, similar to the famous Anshi Inshi, Amri Inshi that people say, Dezakif le zekifa de yukte, person who has in his family history, somebody who had been hung to be killed, lo nemele lechavre zakif binisa, don't say to his friend, you shouldn't say zakif binisa, which is basically hang up the fish. Adkan.